DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There is already one contender for leadership in the Green Party. Will there be two? It is strongly rumoured that Senator Pippa Hackett will run. She is going to be with me in just a few minutes' time and will exclusively reveal here on The Hard Shoulder whether the Green Party are facing a coronation or a contest. But before the Senator, the man who has already put his hand up, the Green Party TD and Minister Roderick O'Gorman is on the line. Minister, why do you want to lead the Green Party?
Thanks, Kieran. Good afternoon. Eamon's resignation yesterday, it's a really important moment of change for the party. And he's made the Green Party a really important progressive force in Irish politics. We've major achievements from our time in government. And it's up to the next leader to continue that legacy, to build on the policy, but also to build the party itself. And I think I've the right experience to do that. And I think I've the right vision to do that as well. And it's the experience I have over being a member of the party for over 24 years, running in 10 elections, running in good times, but in pretty difficult times as well. It's the experience I have from sitting at cabinet for the last 4 years, bringing major pieces of legislation, major policy changes through government. And the vision I have is one of a Green Party that speaks to a broader range of policy issues. We've made huge changes in the area of climate, but we've never been a single issue party. And I think we have to be bringing forward ideas based on our values in the areas where the public want to see improvement. So things that support families, things that support people facing disadvantage. These are the areas we need to focus on as we come towards the end of this term of office of government, and in particular, going into the next general election.
What's the big challenge as you see it in terms of generating enough support in that general election, whenever it happens, that you at least retain some seats?
Well, look, I'm not going into the if I was leader, I'm not going in with just to retain some seats. I believe we've had a really positive impact on this government in terms of the climate and environmental legislation that we've brought through, in terms of social legislation that I've brought through in my government, and in terms of providing stability across a four-year period of time where we've seen COVID, the outcome of the war in Ukraine, where we've seen the cost of living crisis, and where we've seen governments in many European countries fracture, fragment, and create a very divisive politics. The Green Party has been part of providing stability in this country and doing so at the same time as delivering important progressive politics.
What will you do, or what will you say to those communities in Ireland wherein the Green Party brand has become toxic? And you know, you can argue all you want that kind of they have a kind of the wrong perception of the party, but telling people that they're wrong very rarely changes minds. What are you going to do to them and say to them?
I listen to them, and I listen to the very strong rural voices that we have in our party already, the likes of Minister Pippa, the likes of Senator Roisin Garvey, based in rural North Clare, who's been such a strong advocate for the policies that we see help communities in rural Ireland. So the rollout of broadband that my colleague Minister Oisin Smith has prioritised, investment in local link public transport that Eamon prioritised, you know, giving farmers greater income streams. All of these are issues that I believe and our party believes are positive, are good for rural Ireland. That message, though, isn't getting across. We have to recognise that. Now, there's plenty of our political opponents who are doing their very best to kind of spread that false narrative that Green Party are in conflict with rural Ireland. But my first step as minister will be to listen to those concerns and listen to those within the Green Party who live in these communities, and I suppose understand where the concerns are coming from, but also see what are the policies that can support these communities to thrive.
Well, given the scale of that challenge, maybe Senator Pippa Hackett is the person to actually lead the party. Why should members listening to this support you over her?
Well, first of all, Pippa's a fantastic colleague, and she's been an excellent minister over the last 4 years. I think it would be simplistic for the analysis to be, well, if we get someone who is living in rural Ireland to be our party leader, that's the issue solved. I think that would be problematic, and I think that would leave us in a similar difficult situation. I suppose, as I said earlier, I'm coming into this election on the basis of my experience, and it's experience, you know, at cabinet table, doing the budget negotiations over the last 4 years, engaging with Taoiseach and the Tánaiste on major issues at leaders' meetings. I think that experience is important in terms of, you know, ensuring that remaining elements of the programme for government get delivered over the next number of months, ensuring that we bring forward another progressive budget, all our other budgets have been progressive. They've supported the most disadvantaged in our society. We want to see that achieved again. And that vision that I have of speaking to a broader range of policy areas going into the general election is why I think I'm best placed to lead the party.
Given the mauling your party have just gotten in the local and European elections, will you have enough time to turn things around?
I think we will. We lost some really, really good councillors around the country. We also topped the poll in quite a significant number of areas as well. It's very different to the experience of the local elections the last time we were in government, where we lost all but three of our seats nationally. We are strong in certain parts of Dublin city centre. We're strong in the Dunleary, Rathdown constituencies, but we have lost ground in other parts of the country. And I took the first steps in that earlier this week. I met with about 60 of the candidates who'd run in the local elections, and we're hearing back from them in terms of their experience, how they felt that their campaigns could have been better supported, how they felt that the Green, what were the barriers to the Green message landing with voters. And again, one of the key things they said to me in that meeting was, we need to broaden out the areas that we're seen to be speaking on. I've been doing that in my department. I've halved the cost of childcare. I've increased paid leave for parents. I've brought in a DESH model for preschools, so I can demonstrate that I am delivering for people, delivering from families in areas that aren't maybe traditionally associated with the Green Party.
Are you prepared for the increased level of scrutiny, and with it, I guess, in the current political climate, the increased level of abuse that you might be subject to as a party leader? I know you're no stranger to it, and you've had protesters outside your home.
A fair bit
exactly. But the likelihood is that that ramps up as a party leader.
It is, and I suppose it's a pity that that has to be a very realistic question that you have to ask me, or indeed any other party leader right now. But it's a reality. And look, I'll always do and take the steps I have to take to, I suppose, protect myself and protect my family. But look, I expect there will be a greater degree of scrutiny. But I suppose over the last 4 years, because of the breadth of my department, because of the seriousness of the issues that I'm leading out on, I have, I suppose, faced very significant political scrutiny across that time. But I would also argue I've delivered very significantly across those broad range of areas as well.
Well, listen, beyond the kind of Green Party hustings, one other issue I want to ask you about before you go is the Migration Pact, or Ireland signing up to the EU Migration Pact, which is kind of going through the process of Dáil ratification today. We've spoken to people in support of it on the show. We've spoken to detractors as well. Willie O'Dea from Fianna Fáil is suggesting there should be a referendum on it. The question should be put to the people. Declan Ganley, the businessman and entrepreneur, yesterday talked about Ireland ceding yet more sovereignty to Brussels. Why should people support this?
Well, migration is a global phenomenon, and our response has to be united across the European member states, and it has to be organized on a European-wide level. We saw in 2016 in the UK, they said they were going to retake control of their borders. They'd be able to implement the whatever, I suppose, migration policies they would like. Since 2016, they've seen higher levels of migration, both legal migration and people fleeing to the country seeking international protection. So they showed what happens when you go it alone. And that is not that you get more control, you get less control. So we need to be working with all the other European member states, putting in place better structures, recognizing that Ireland and all other European countries are seeing higher levels of migration. And we have to put in place the infrastructure to meet that. And that's what I've been doing in terms of looking to improve the accommodation for international protection applicants. And that's what Minister McEntee has been doing in terms of putting in place the manpower to enable applicants applications to be processed much more quickly. And we're already seeing results with that.
Minister Roderick O'Gorman. Minister, thanks a million for joining us on the show. The Green Party Senator Pippa Hackett with me now. Senator, you're welcome to the show. Are you running for leadership of the party?
Hi, Kieran. Yes, I'm delighted to say that I am putting my name forward to be the next leader of the Green Party. I think Eamon's departure yesterday does give us an opportunity in the party for a fresh start. I believe a fresh start is needed. And I believe I can be that fresh start. I suppose, look, I'm not your conventional Green. I live in rural Ireland. I'm a beef and sheep farmer. I'm also a mother. I've also been a cabinet minister for the past 4 years. And the party really has never had a non-Dublin leader. We've never had a woman lead the party. And I believe my different perspective and certainly my different life experiences can make the Green Party relevant and relatable inside and outside of Dublin.
What's the biggest challenge that you or any new leader would face, do you imagine?
I think when you look at what the Green Party has done over the years, we've been really successful over the past 4 years in particular at influencing policy. But we really haven't been so successful at influencing people. And that's something I want to change. I think that is a challenge. Obviously, at a basic level, rightly or wrongly, many people have become fearful of green policy. That's certainly not what we want to achieve. But our policies have to work for people. They have to work for ordinary people. They have to be easy and they have to be affordable. And I think that would be the focus I would take. I'm prepared to work really hard at building relationships across communities across Ireland with farmers. I'm already a farmer myself, but certainly with ordinary people, with rural communities, with business communities. And I want to work really hard to regain that trust again.
As I said to Minister O'Gorman, there is there are parts of Ireland wherein the Green Party brand has become toxic, and there's an mm-hmm. attitude or a view, and you can disagree with it all you want, but there is a view that the Green Party, they don't know about rural Ireland. They don't understand about rural Ireland. They don't want to understand rural Ireland. In fact, their business is talking down to rural Ireland, wagging the finger at them, telling them what they're doing is wrong. The way they live their lives is wrong. How would you change that?
Well, I mean, you're right.
I'm sorry. And how would you change that by next March at the absolute latest?
Okay. Yeah, no, you are right. That is the perception across huge swathes of the country, and I think that was very reflective in the local election results when we did lose significant numbers of seats, you know, outside of Dublin. And I think that's why me as a rural dweller would be the best person to lead on in that, because what we need to do really is start off by listening properly to what communities are telling us, you know, not giving them just lip service. We do need to listen, and we do, I think, need to shift the focus away from targets and onto people. We know all the targets are set. We know what we have to achieve, you know, that they're set in legislation and so forth. But what we need to do now is focusing on making those green policies people focused and making them work for ordinary people. And again, as I said, that needs to be working. It needs to be. I mean, there are some examples where we've, you know, implemented that have worked well in government. You know, for example, if you look at government proposals and government commitments around reduction of fertilizer for farmers. I mean, for a farmer, that is like, oh, I'm not going there. That's going to impact my grass growth and my crops. But what I have done through my role is brought forward measures like the organic farming scheme. I've supported measures like the multi-species swards and red clover silage. And therefore, farmers have been able to move away from fertilizer, but it's been easy for them to do and it's been affordable. It has saved them money. So I think that's an example of how we can do it. There are other examples that haven't worked, and we need to learn from what works and what doesn't work and re-engage. And I'm prepared to put that work into building those relationships again over the next number of months.
What do you say to members of the party listening to this who might have misgivings when compared to Roderick O'Gorman About the fact that you're not a TD, that you're a senator, and albeit the reality is, as you say quite rightly, you have been sitting at the cabinet table, it's in your position as a super junior, so-called, rather than the senior cabinet minister. And they might agree, or they might, the argument made by Minister O'Gorman that he has the right experience in that regard might chime.
Look, Minister Roderick has massive experience, certainly within the Green Party, and I know he was chair of the Green Party for, I think, nearly a decade as well. So absolutely that. But my different life experiences and my different perspectives on where the Greens need to go, I believe, is what puts me aside and stands me out, because where we're struggling across the country, and right now, to be quite honest, there is no safe seat for any of the Green candidates, perhaps outside of Dublin, maybe one or two in Dublin. So I'm in the mix there as much as any of them in that regard. And right now, what we do need to focus on is re-engaging those communities, I think, outside. The Green Party have to be, we have to be relevant, we have to be relatable to people across the country, not just in Dublin. And I think that is one of the fundamental issues that we need to address going forward.
Are you prepared for the level of abuse and toxicity that comes with putting your head over the parapet like this?
I know Roderick has experienced an absolutely disproportionate, awful level of abuse over the last number of years. Look, I've had my fair share as well. I think it's an unfortunate reality. We shouldn't accept it. We shouldn't say it is the norm. We shouldn't normalise it, but it is there. I'm prepared for that. It's not very pleasant, but we have to get down to work. That's what I want to do, and I think I have the opportunity to bring the party in a fresh new direction.
Senator Pippa Hackett, Minister of State in the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine. Roderick O'Gorman, Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. Thank you both very much for joining me. Both have put their hands up, both hoping to lead the Green Party.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.